Hello, everybody. Did we all enjoy our Keepstar kill this morning? Unruh, I'm sure I butchered your name, dude. I did not see the kill mail from it. Not unusual when there's so many thousands of nerds for a Keepstar kill. Anybody saw that, please link it in Elysium, but I did not see one. Yeah, as Edible mentioned there, when you have a lot of tie-dye, right, big Keepstar fights, thousands of nerds in there shooting everything like that, the kill mails tend not to generate. And since Keepstars tend to be the thing that calls so many people out, it's not unusual to have a kill mail not generate. We've seen that quite a number of times. Let me check and see if the numbers stabilized. I think they have. Yeah, more or less. Okay, so looks like the numbers have stabilized for it. So everything should be good. We got a couple of things on our agenda for today. First thing, as you guys probably didn't know, right? I'm sure this is a complete surprise to all. We are deployed out there in UQ, right? I mean, there may have been a thing this morning that we were talking about, but probably not a big deal, right? As such, since we are deployed, one of the big things that we want everybody to do is to have an alpha alt in CAD. This is our control alt delve alt corp that we use for defense when we are deployed. We used it when we were up north in DO6, and it actually worked really well. So let me get that link for you guys. Right, there's a link for that. Alphas are great. You only need one alpha to put in there. There are training plans in there. There are the ship fits in there so that you can see them. When it comes time, if we need to, we will have those ships on contract within that corp itself. So if you don't have an alpha alt in CAD, we usually just call it CAD, please do get one. We really do use those during times of war like we are in right now. One big shout out I was asked to give for today, and it's can't not thank everybody who was multi-boxing. So there was a lot of the systems, right, for SOV that were hit. And the handful of people, there was not that many who were involved with that, were multi-boxing like crazy. A lot of SOV has been taken down over the past week. It's been great to see. It's pretty impressive to all of them. I don't want to point them out by name, but for those guys who are involved in the hacking and they know who they are, you know, we appreciate you guys have done some bang-up work on that. Next group I was asked to give thanks and shout out to was for all the scouts. We always need scouts around there. Beyond Heidi, if you guys are listening, if you could put the scout recruitment in there. Always need scouts for it. These are the people who are sitting there and looking at form ups. They're looking to see what the enemy is doing. Lana, thank you. How are they doing it? What are their fleet comps looking like? All of those kind of things. There's the links for it if you're interested in doing that. You can do it super easily. You do not need a whole lot of skill in-game to be able to do it. It's pretty much put yourself into a hole. I mean, cloaky works best, but doesn't actually have to be cloaky. Okay, we are doing everything. We're going to keep going in catch. We have more space to torch. We have more things to go and shoot. There will be more fleets. There will be more move-ups to get you out to UQ if you are not already there, to bring out some extra hulls and replacements. And speaking of hulls and replacements, one of the things we are deployed in UQ, that means the market there does need to be stocked. We always need stuff for the market. This could be some more ammo, could be some drones, could be fully fitted ships put on contracts, right? Anything in between those, anything is good. We always need some more of those. If you're not sure what would be good, honestly, just take a look at our doctrines and just say, okay, what's kind of low on the contracts market? Logi is always good. You know, mainline DPS is good. I would avoid something like Vigils for the sole reason that University has been giving away packs of E-War frigates. And I totally didn't warn Ankh or any from University. If one of them is listening and has the link for their giveaway program that they do, one of you guys could link that. That would be great. University has been giving away lots of hulls of E-War ships to newbies if you so want them. Pharaohs, thank you. There's the link for those. And honestly, for any of the other directors who are listening to me right now, that is my entire list that I see on the agenda for today. So if anybody has anything, if not, we'll do some Q&A. Darren, how long does it take for CAD applications? We try and do those every couple of days. I'm going to actually look at some this afternoon. So if it's pending in there today, we should. I'll do some later this afternoon, a couple hours.
Ammo. Make sure everybody put ammo on the market.
Always need ammo, guys. The missiles for, right, give missile for our CNIs. And then, of course, the hybrid ammo for our rokes. We always need that kind of ammo, along with any of the others for our smaller doctrines, too. John, how long does the Intos Assault apps take the process? That is a good question because I have not looked at those. I will look at them this afternoon as well. Sorry, no alpha for you. Yeah, T2 ammo is great. Ammo for all the things, guys. Just, again, look at the doctrines, the big ones we've been using a whole lot of, and just get that out there. You know, CNI ammo and the rogue ammo. Tara, could we Hellcamp Utopia? Well, that would be a future plan, and you know we don't give out future plans. Jarvis is mentioning medium hybrid for the Ferox Navies. Yes, all the ammo like that. Sarah, does Ripsworn require industrial aid? I honestly do not know the answer to that. I would reach out to some of the Ripsworn people and ask them. Cheap shuttles in UQ has been a request. Yeah, I brought out like 600 of them, so I don't know if you all bought all those out already or not. Chazuka, I'm sure I just butchered your name, man. So the fitting team is always looking at new doctrines. When they've got something new, they will tell us all. First week or so in a war, you always look at how the doctrines are doing. And I know those guys are busy talking to each other about updates and changes and fits and tweaks and all that kind of stuff. So if they've got something new in the pipe, they will tell us. Justin, is there standing to catch any bad guys logging into the Keepstar? That would be up to our mill director guys. So, you know, Apple, Snipers, Vintage Toaster, those guys would come up with that plan.
I think there are enough corps who have their own small standing fleet and et cetera for that. So we're not going to do any alliance organized stuff, but if you want to do things with your corp and have some fun with that, that's always up to you between the things, or organize yourself with some people, but we're not going to ping out fleets for that.
And remember, our Keepstar is, you know, coincidentally, not that far away from where their Keepstar was, so it's not too hard to get over there. Tara, what am I doing the next story time? I'm going to be doing some classes for the FCs here for the next couple of weeks. So I'll probably do one in September. But I will tell you all that Zintage foolishly agreed to come on the next one to talk about fitting and how fittings work and discuss all of the fitting things, because Apple and I totally did not throw him under that bus after the last chit-chat with Uncle Ranger that we did. Hey, he agreed to do it, so that's on him. We totally didn't push him in front of the bus, and then he just stood there like a good soldier. Did he note down the number plate? Oh, Terry, you know he's hanging on to the front of it, telling them how their, you know, windows aren't the right shape, you know, they don't have enough people inside, you know. Isn't it? She's the fitting guy. Okay, if I missed anybody's questions, please go ahead and retype it in there. I think I got everybody's. You like multi-boxing. How can we help with that? So multi-boxing hackers has been something we have had a great deal of success with of late. If you're interested in that, DM me, Xing, and we can I'll hook you up with some of the people who know how to do that by far better than I do. Eva, how many concussions have I had? Technically one. I know what's causing the black screen inside the UQ CubeStar. I have seen that myself sometimes. It's just a graphical bug that happens. I wish I could give you a better answer than that. I've seen it where you can undock and redock and it will clear, log back in and it clears, and sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, I have seen that myself. So as Kasner just pointed out, it's a really good one. If you are coming back to the game for the war and you have some Gamma or Sigma war bonds, these are the original war bonds we did a few years ago, and then the second round of war bonds, those you can absolutely join the shares channel here on Jabber and then poke one of the finance directors and they will get you your ISK paid out on that. They are still worth the billion ISK face value on those. We are no longer going to be paying interest on the Sigma and Gamma, but the Theta bonds, okay, if you guys have Theta bonds, this is the third round that we did. Those are the peace bonds that we did. The interest is still being paid on the Theta bonds, but if you've got Gamma or Sigma, you can absolutely still redeem them with your local finance director for their face value.
Instantly, I need to go rerun the report and see how many people have come back to the game thanks to our fresh new war. Heidi challenged me in chat. It wasn't a matter of confidence, but rather a matter of finding my name in the enormous list of goons in Mumble. Hello.
Guys, when we get done, I will tell you a little trick that Carneros taught me to make that so much easier. Edwell, how much are we going to push after we get catch cleared? That is a mill director decision. It's also future plans. So right now we're focusing on catch, fixing all of that stuff, shooting the enemy. How far we go is up to mill director. Sarah, when am I going to do the next history one? I've got the one for Zintage that we need to schedule for fitting, and I'll see kind of how we're doing. I might try and do a second one in September, do a special fitting one, and then do a second one. All right, so here's how you guys can do this. If you want to unmute yourself, if you have the ability to unmute yourself in a Jabber channel, in a Mumble channel, this is what you do. Grab the main Mumble, right, where you can see everybody, hit Control F, right, just find, and type your name into it, and then you can right-click your name and unmute yourself if you have the roles to unmute yourself in the channel that you are in. So for those of you directors who are just terrible and didn't know anything about that, you can thank Caneros. He taught me that trick just like a month ago.
It's amazing.
It actually works super well. Let me see. GB, I see your thing, the control shift F9, right? That's turning displays on and off. That can help clear graphical bugs as well. So that's an interesting question. Do I think Horde will fight? I don't know. I gave up trying to predict them a long time ago. Some of the people who are smarter than I am, who are watching the pings, give me their odds, and I go, all right, because I gave up trying to predict what they're going to do during Vietnam. Justin, is Gulf Doctrine? I'm honestly not sure which one that is. Which primary hull is that? Oh, the Redeemer. So Sif Redeemers, absolutely. We're still using those. So as far as I know, Zendage has not said anything about, hey, we're going to retire Redeemers from Sith Fleet. So as far as I know, they're still good to go in Sith Fleet. That's the stupid idiot fleet, for those who are not familiar with that acronym. Oh, let's go with the wartime Sith Fleet. I only remember Redeemers as being Sith Fleet, so we should. If you really want that one, that's definitely a Zintage question.
I would say give it some time. We're still like fighting hard every, like this is our real first week of real fighting, etc. And yeah, the second week of the deployment is not even done yet. So yeah, that's give it some time to get things sorted, and then you will be amazed what Synthesis has in store for you.
That's an excellent point from Apple right there. Not the whole thing about Zintage, that's true too. But remember, guys, we've been deployed now for 2 weeks. 14 days, give or take. I don't remember when the first move-ups are. Don't count, because, you know, I honestly don't care that much. But 2 weeks. We've done a lot of stuff in 2 weeks, but we have a lot more stuff to do. So we need you guys keep logging in, keep joining the fleets. There's lots of structures to go and shoot. Skirmish commanders are out doing a whole bunch of stuff. All of our fleet commanders are join their fleets, go shoot things. Make sure you're stocking the market so fleets can go shoot things. Any major assault heard after the Keep Star? Apple, that would be a question for you. Is there anything that you have heard that you are willing to declassify?
About the Keepster, they didn't say a thing. They were like coping about that we didn't have the kill mill or something like that. For the rest, I don't really know. Not much special.
There you go, Mike. Direct from our Blackhand himself.
Well, just be there tomorrow. Like tomorrow, especially the 1100 timer, like today, we had 3500 people. If we tomorrow have around the 3000 people, it will be an amazing time for tomorrow, and we will have a lot of fun. And I think we will do a lot more pain and suffering for our enemy that will give lots more fun comments than otherwise.
Sarah, for the next one, will Kaz or Apple be around to tell stories? Apple usually does join those and has his stories to tell. But that's a good point. I should see if I can rope Kaz into doing it, since I think he's here on comms with us. Rope Kaz in, since he goes back further in the leadership than I do. He knows some of these stories from a leadership perspective, from some of those wars that I do not, because I was a lineman at the time.
I'm happy to say I was Tyrioned right the hell out of Book 2. It was amazing. My former business partner with whom I hobo-dreaded wormholes was quoted. I need to be like pinged and reminded multiple times on the day up, or I'll miss it. But yes, I'll happily come.
Sweet. All right, Kaz, I will do that for sure. All right, sorry, there you go. Kazanir himself will come and tell stories. Apple usually does too. So we will see if we can do that. Rumble, I have linked all of them onto YouTube, so you can go and watch however many of them you want. I think there's 6 or 7 of them now. I will dig up that link because I don't have it on top of my head. Okay, one more thing. Any other questions for anybody? If not, we'll call it a Saturday. Can you do a Devilish Fleet just for fun? I will tell you. All right, we'll answer this last question because it entertains me. I have been known to do Epithal fleets for the PI wars. I'm not sure I want to do a Delge fleet, but you know, I have been thinking once we get the heavy combat over in UQ that I might do a ridiculous new version of the Epithal PI wars fleet. So TBD on that one, man. That's that one. Mecha. TBD.
Just gonna say, Ranger, Gooniverse just got donated a fuck ton of T1 haulers.
We're going to cancel this meeting now because we have a fleet, and otherwise they're too late to do things. So you're going to get a ping now for a fleet if you want to join and shoot something. And also for people who have big ships, watch your pings also very soon. So sorry to mess with you, but we will be too late. So I will ping that fleet out now.
All right, guys, keep an eye out for your pings there, right? You know, fatigue is a thing. Apple's got to pay attention to that. So, all right, everybody, enjoy your day. Have a good Saturday. Watch out for your pings, and Rob, I will get that link for you. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you all next week.